This is St. Louis Public Radio. Fewer than half of public school students in Missouri passed the new, more rigorous math and English tests they took last spring. Schools have waited months longer than they usually do for these results that were released today. Now that they finally have them, some educators are asking, what's the point? KCUR's Ellie Moxley starts this story at a Kansas City elementary school.
Books, binders, and dog-eared copies of the Missouri Learning Standards are piled in messy stacks in the conference room at Pitcher Elementary. But what Principal Carol Howard really wants to show me is a printout of test results.
In August, we only had 9% of our kids that were on grade level. Now we have 41% of our kids on grade level. And then you can even see the difference right there, even though you can't on radio, but right now you can see the picture, right?
And so this is an internal assessment.
But it's iReady, it's not MAP.
MAP is the Missouri Assessment Program, state tests that students in public schools take every spring. There's always been a lag between when students take the test and when schools get the results, but it's gotten longer as the state cycles through assessments.
No one would advise that you have 4 tests in 5 years.
That's Margie Van Deven, the recently reinstated education commissioner. She's overseen a lot of the changes to education standards Missouri lawmakers have insisted on.
All of that is behind us now. I'm very hopeful that now that we have our Missouri standards in place with Missouri tests, that there will be a level of stability.
Because students took a new test last year, the state needed more time to analyze the results. Back in December, Van Deven said that analysis was being done on the back end to protect schools from unnecessary testing. But that sort of assumes Missouri students aren't taking other tests, and in a lot of districts, they are. And that means scores on state tests are a lot less likely to drive changes in the classroom.
My teachers don't care a bit about it, the delay. They've moved on. They've got different kids.
This year, Howard's district is using a diagnostic tool called iReady to track students' progress. The report she's looking at shows most of her students made at least a half year of growth between August and December. That's better data than what she's gotten so far from the state.
And item analysis, who knows if we'll ever get them. But I have other ways to tell how the kids are mastering content. It would be quicker if I had an item analysis, but I don't, so I just work with the stuff that I do have.
The long wait for test scores has created even more uncertainty about Missouri's standards and assessments. Students have taken 4 different tests in 5 years, and since none of the results are directly comparable, it's hard to know how the state schools are really doing. And as St. Louis Public Radio's Ryan Delaney is about to tell you, accountability was confusing to begin with.
The test scores are a big part of the annual report card the state gives to each Missouri school district and charter school.
One way I like to think about it is kind of like a pie.
Matt Goodman is an administrator with the Pattonville School District. There are 5 slices of Goodman's pie that determine how a K-12 school is scored.
The first 2 are student performance areas, and they equate for half the pie.
The smaller slices are graduation rates, college and career readiness, and attendance. It's all supposed to tell parents, at a glance, how their child's school is doing. But Susan Pendergrass, a former senior policy advisor at the U.S. Education Department, says it's
pretty confusing, even as an education researcher, and also very hard to translate to parents.
Pendergrass now heads education research for the Show Me Institute, a libertarian think tank. She says it's hard for parents to understand much more than whether a school earns enough points to be accredited.
The number 70 resonates with people, but I don't know that people know what that represents at all.
Determining how many points a school district earns is a 100-page math problem. In the end, the vast majority, 97% of Missouri schools, scored in the fully accredited range this year.
There's no way for a parent to know then if their school is not performing well, because basically parents are being told, don't worry, every school is fine.
As schools and parents digest these test scores, high school students will sit down for the next round of exams later this month. I'm Ryan Delaney, St. Louis Public Radio.